What is up, everybody? Welcome to Improv is Dead. I'm Tim Lyons. Join with me, as always, Damian Anaya. Damian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing, I'm doing good. It sounds like I'm lying, but I am doing well.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like something's going on.
It did sound like,
but,
as it was coming out of my mouth, like I was trying to cover something up. I am. I'm wearing,
you look happy, yeah.
I'm wearing one of my nicer shirts today that I slept in. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Did you get a new haircut too? I think we talked about this last time, but
yeah,
we probably shouldn't talk about it again.
Yeah, I got another haircut just after last week's haircut. I went back into the shop and I said, you know what, tighten it up even further. It's getting hot outside.
I hope it's nothing I said.
No, nothing you said. Okay, I just felt like I felt like getting back to back. You know, it's cheaper to get a neck trim than it is to get an actual haircut.
I know. You, I do that sometimes.
If you go if you go in after the fact, little tip of the trade. If you're not good buddies with your barber.
Yeah. Sometimes if you just get a beard trim, that's cheaper than just getting your haircut. Yeah. You know. So
you know what did suck when I got to LA? I went to a new barber, and he said that the barber that I had in Chicago was absolutely fucking up my hair. And I was like, I went to that guy for like three years. My hair's been awful for 3 years.
That's how the industry swallows you up. I know. They tear down your self-esteem and then he did. You feel,
But he has been giving me.
You feel encumbered to,
He's been giving me great haircuts.
Satisfy them.
So, you know, he also said if I pay in cash, it's cheaper. Something about it. I mean, he might be a shady dealer or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the credit card thing. Hey, if you're an improv pervert, patreon.com/improvisdead. Get us out of this haircut conversation, for Christ's sake.
Tim gets his haircut in a pull-up van that has a bunch of dogs in it, too. So
yeah.
Just FYI.
You become an improv pervert, $5 a month, you get bonus episodes, you can give us scene requests, you can give us prompt suggestions in the Discord, you get our entire back catalog and bonus episodes, so check it out. Today on the pod, we got two fan favorites, absolute improv pervs to the highest degree. It's Kyle Bethay and Farrell Walsh. Fellas, welcome back to the pod. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Doing very well. Doing very well.
Both of you seem like it's not going well as well. Everybody's response.
Kyle
today.
Seemed, the way Kyle answered, it sounded like he did something bad in the last podcast that he was on. And he's like, well, thanks for.
That's all right. No,
glad you guys
always feel it'll happen again today when and then we do it. And then at the end, it's like, what have you got to promote? And I'm like, nothing.
That's what you feel bad about.
So it feels, you know, it's like being, you know, it's like, you got a celebrity on a, not that I'm a celebrity, but you got somebody on a talk show, and then it's like, and what are you here promoting? Nothing. Just was around town. Thought I'd go on the show.
Just filling in for somebody that canceled.
Yeah. So I'll do that at the end again.
Nice.
Yeah. That's fine. Farrell, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm a little disappointed that Kyle doesn't just plug the theater he teaches at, but that's okay.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, you do
Kyle.
Have that guy.
Yeah.
I guess.
And don't be ashamed.
He's playing the
don't
show tonight.
Ashamed.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Everything's great. And I am happy to see Kyle. It's been a spell.
I'm here.
That's good. Great. Glad we could bring you guys back together.
Yeah.
The reunion.
Well, to get us kicked off on our little conversation today, we have a scene prompt or a prompt submission from Brand New Crocs, who I think is a new improv pervert to the Discord. So welcome, Brand New Crocs, to the Discord and to the pod. Mm. Brand New Crocs asks, what's an experience of being caught in the act? Could be risque or something simple from when you were a kid. Maybe got a time where they got caught in the act of doing something that maybe they weren't supposed to be doing. Could be risque or just something.
Yeah, I mean, I there's several, right? I would hope so. I got one. I guess it is risque. I was pulled along in a roadside park, getting intimate with a young lady, and the cops pulled up and knocked on the window.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, roll the window down, And I was like, well, we're going to get dressed first. He's like, no, roll the window down first. And I was like, no, we're going to get dressed first. We're going to get, we weren't fully nude, but I was like, I'm not opening, I'm not going to open the window and let you oogle the young lady. I was a young man too. So it's, it was all, it was just amore. It was amore. This is in Maryland.
Good, good self-awareness. Good self-awareness to know that, you know, cops are dogs at that time and they're trying to sneak a peek.
Oh yeah. That's happened to me a couple of times, not by the cops, but just by random people. Because, you know, when you're young and living in a rural sort of suburban town, there's not many places you can sneak away to get a little frisky. So it was usually in the back of my 2001 Cavalier. And yeah, we had that same thing too. We had like, we'd find like an empty spot in a place and, you know, start doing our thing. And then we thought it was safe because nobody came back there. And then one time there's like this, these headlights just like blare into our, into the car. And I immediately, without thinking, like I'm half dressed, I just like turn the car on and skid out of there. That was scary.
There's probably both cops and also just general perverts that watch those places because
and they may have been
gonna be alone.
Well, and they may have been going back there to, you know, to do their own thing. So.
A lover's lane.
Well,
what a wild thing that used to be, a lover's lane where people would go and specifically, and maybe it's maybe it's not a real thing. Maybe I'm just using my example from the movie Pleasantville, but a place where couples used to go to specifically get intimate. I honestly hadn't thought about that in a long time, but I think it was a thing.
Oh yeah, and that's and then they sometimes would get killed by the Zodiac.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Opening scene of the Zodiac movie.
Yeah. I guess that is a spot. I have one that's not sexual related.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Back when
boring.
Sorry. Back when the internet and chat rooms were just kind of blazing, we were blazing a path forward towards the future. When you had to dial up internet, I would go into, you know, it wouldn't just be AIM. You'd actually go into like a chat room to talk to people where a bunch of people were in there. It was almost like a Reddit thread for specific things and chat rooms and subjects. But somehow I got into a chat room. And got into basically like a flame war with somebody. And, we were like going back and forth and like saying some pretty awful things to each other. And then, I guess that person figured out who I was, reported it to the police, and they sent a transcript of the whole thing to my mother. And she was like, did you say this stuff? And I have never lied harder in my life. I was like, because my mom also didn't understand the internet and the ins and outs of it. And I was like, I don't know who that was. Somebody hacked my account. Somebody got on my screen name and they trolled this person. I don't know what, I don't know who it was, but it wasn't me.
How do they find out it was you? Like, were you, were you at like T-Lions?
No, my screen name, was Dr. Love 5354. Like I used to get messages from people being like, Dr. Love, I have a serious love question. And I was like 14 years old and I was like, yeah, lay it on me.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Sorry. What about, cause you said you two were fighting each other. And yet it seems like the barrage was much worse coming from your end than this other person's end.
Yeah, I think I was being pretty. I don't remember anything about it, but I just remember myself at the time. And I'm sure I was, you know, just saying some.
What do you think? What would be your best guess as to what the flame war was about?
You
14-year-old Tim, what would 14-year-old Tim get riled up about?
I don't know. I honestly could not tell you what it was about.
Lying. Like, no, he knows.
I swear. I mean, the things that were being said were probably like, you know, I was probably calling somebody fat or something mean or something about looks.
Sure. Or were you arguing about like a movie or something? Like I could see 14-year-old Tim arguing like a plot hole in a movie.
I was probably going off
about
Shawshank Redemption.
There's no way
he could get out. The thunder was that loud.
Hammer?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm sure I was just being a general online bully. as I was wont to do at the, at that time, and have since gotten much better, learned from my actions.
At that age, who hasn't dabbled in online bullying?
I missed that phase. I was too old.
Yeah,
I was
good too old. Because it was
we had to bully in person.
I think back on
I think maybe you. Yeah,
I don't
maybe
think back
you,
on it.
Dodged a big bullet. Yeah. Because
oh yeah, I'm super happy to have missed online bullying and. Seeing your exes on Instagram and Facebook and all that.
Oh,
you know, I've been with my wife since 2000.
I can imagine breakups. Oh,
yeah, nice. That is, yeah.
Were breakups easier to get over back then, Farrell? Like before?
Yeah, we didn't care. We didn't care.
Times. Yeah, because they were like
feelings weren't a thing. Feelings were a thing. We just go outside, and out. Punch dirt for 10 minutes, and then we'd be fine.
I don't know if this is related to what we're talking about, not a caught in the act, but it's it was like a high school girlfriend, and she went off to she was a year older than me, so she was in college, I was still in high school, and she started cheat. I would find out she was cheating on me for like probably within 2 days of getting there, you know what I mean? She was like cheating on me for like a month or two, and there's a picture of me in the, and my parents have it. Like they took a picture of the newspaper, of me, like our marching band won like a state competition and we're all gathered with like our trophies. And I'm like kneeled down next to the trophy, just looking totally destroyed because someone told me on the bus on the way to the marching band competition.
This
guy's like, hey man, I hate to do this right now, but like, you know, my brother goes to Ohio State. Well, I gotta let you know that she's. So I'm on like the local, the Cincinnati Enquirer, you know, and I'm just like looking. Like I just found out.
God, man, why in that moment? Yeah. You know, he could have waited until after
the competition.
Yeah. What? Yeah,
I guess she was caught. What? She was caught in the act.
Yeah, but you were caught. No, I mean, your face is caught forever. In
yes.
That
so there
paper.
You go.
Yeah.
I was.
Do you still have? Frozen in time. You still have the picture?
Yeah, I think it might be on my. I might have posted it on my Instagram at some point when I like rediscovered. I'm like, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
just me. I look sad.
Like you can see it all over your face. Yeah. That some. Yeah,
this guy was just cheated something.
On. He just found out.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Sorry.
I just couldn't imagine posing for a picture immediately after hearing terrible news like that.
Mm.
Devastated.
Pour one out for Kyle. In that
Do you still know the guy that told you?
No. I probably haven't seen him since high school.
Well, because guess what, Kyle? Let's welcome
him
in. Yeah.
Well, I feel good. I feel like that's a lot of different avenues that took. Thank you very much, Brand New Crocs. Anybody got a scene idea based on the stories that were told from the four of us just now?
Yeah. What about, I love dorm room scenes. Can we do a dorm room scene where Damien and Kyle are roommates and Kyle has not left the room in 3 days because he found out his girlfriend was cheating on him? And he's just kind of crumped. He's just laying in his bed listening to sad music.
Let's do it.
Cool. Hey, dude. I brought back some Chick-fil-A if you want some. So.
Oh, man. Oh, nice, dude.
Got you a sandwich, man. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You know. And it's in you eat in a while, so just want to make sure you're
leave it
you
on
know,
my
yeah
on my just leave it on my desk.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's, yeah, man, dude. Hey, look, I know we don't like know each other that super well, but why don't you come out with me to this party, man? We're meet a bunch of guys. We're just gonna drink a bunch of beers. There's gonna be girls there,
Girls there.
Yeah.
Sounds like the last thing
I Come need. On, man. Let's get you out of this house, man. I mean,
where's the party?
It's on Greek Row at the SAE house.
I don't know, man. Ugh.
Yeah. Come on, man. We got you got to rush, okay?
I mean,
all right. Get over this. All right, it's been.
I mean, I was on that track at the beginning of fall. I thought I was gonna have a whole fucking sweet year, you know. But now I'm like, dude, I don't want to go rush. Like, what am I gonna?
Dude, come on, Brad. It's a blessing, okay? It is a blessing. Think of it like that, dude. You got your whole life ahead of you, okay? You're free, dude. I mean, what are you doing sitting in here? Look at. What are all these wrappers on the bed, huh? What the hell is this? Bunch of baseball cards you opened up? What the? Who collects baseball cards anymore? Yeah. What is this?
I don't know. I'm just trying anything, man. I'm trying to, like, you know, I was walking by the baseball card comic book shop, and they had a, you know.
Yeah, well, okay, because you got them, like, in a little, what is this, a little house or something?
Yeah, a guy upsold me.
You bought a little dollhouse for your baseball cards?
Yeah, he upsold me. I went in there and I was just looking. I'm like, I was going to get a comic book or something. And he was like, hey, you know, like, we just got a new shipment on, you know, National League
dude
card packs. And I was like, oh, what is this? And
National League card packs.
I don't know. I'm kind of in zombie mode. Next thing I knew, I walk out of there. I dropped like $340.
I mean, these guys aren't even notable players. They're prospects. They're Colorado Rockies prospects.
Who's Boone Sullivan?
I have no idea. This is clear. Look, man, we got to get you out of that. Start living real life. You can't disappear into these things, man.
You think
the hell is this?
What? You think it's going to be fun?
You got your Sims up.
Huh? Yeah, I know. Don't even look at it. It's embarrassing.
Is that you and Rebecca?
I'm Rebecca.
Oh, my God. You guys are an old couple? How long have you been playing this?
I started as soon as everything ended. I just started. I was like,
"What? You got nine kids?"
Yeah, I wish, God.
Hey, brother, who are you? I'm Bryce Wall. Nice to meet you.
What's up? Hey.
What's your name, young man? I'm Bryce Wall.
This is Brad.
Brad, this is Brad. All right.
Brad.
I'm Bryce.
Yeah, this is Brad. It's the guy I was telling you about.
I'm Russ Chair. Bryce Wall. Nice to meet you. How about a little eye contact? Good to meet you.
Oh, hey. Yeah, my apologies.
Hey, man. So good to meet you. Thanks for coming to our party. We really appreciate it, all right?
It's a nice sport coat.
Hey, man. Thanks so much. It was my grandpa's. He's still alive.
Hey, make eye contact when Bryce is talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chance. Right. Would you please make eye contact?
Yep.
Would you please make eye contact with Chance for a second here, bro?
What's up, Chance?
One time, Chance.
Bryce, Chance, we are so honored to be here. Thank you again for inviting us to the party. This is so cool.
Hey, relax. Have a good time, you know? It's just about eye contact and meeting folks, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
In business, you're going to learn, Brad. It's all about eye contact.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, that's my mistake.
Yeah, Brad's great at business. He's good at business. He's really
good
at business.
I'm a business major.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I'm still my...
Yeah.
Is that why you're leafing through baseball cards?
Brad, what the...
Oh, sorry.
I'm a baseball card guy. At least I was when I was 10.
Oh, really?
What about you, Chance? Really?
I collected some baseball cards, yeah.
See? Now we've made a connection.
You guys know if any of these are valuable?
Let me look at it. Well, first of all, you shouldn't be touching them so much, but that 87 Tim Wallach, that's a nice card.
Really?
Yeah, that's a nice card. Right. He's like a career 289 hitter. Here's the deal, Brad. We want you. We want you to pledge us. So have a good time. Really? Grab some beers. Put away the fucking baseball cards and meet some folks. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
I like
what's
baseball
up, dude?
Too. Hey, what's up, man? I like baseball too.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Grab yourself a cup. Have a beer. Brad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Across the room, Chance told me you reminded him of him.
No
I
shit.
Did. And honestly, when you walked over those baseball cards, I thought you were a little bitch. But then I started looking at the cards, and I thought, damn, those cards would look real nice in my dollhouse for cards.
Oh, you got the setup, the diorama thing.
You gotta have the diorama if you're gonna get the cards. What are you gonna have all the cards flopping around all over your room?
Well, Chance, have you noticed that we kind of have like the same hair style?
What was your name?
Eric.
Eric. there's a bunch of red Solo cups in the kitchen. They got to be restacked because somebody knocked them over. So can you go restack those real fast? Come out here and party.
Yeah, we don't have enough cups to drink and play beer pong, so we're just using the same cups for both.
Yeah. Some might even be washed out.
Yeah. Right back. Be right back.
See you, Jerk. You said your name was Jerk, right?
No, it's Eric. You can call me whatever you want.
Eric, you said it real fast. Your E's sound like J's.
Yeah, no, you can call me whatever you want. If Jerk is cool with you, then yeah.
Can I give you a piece of advice, Eric? Can I give you a piece of advice?
Yeah, totally.
I know we call for eye contact, but your eye contact lingers. It lingers.
Yeah, was I supposed to look at you guys the whole time?
Yeah, you're supposed to look at us like you want to know us, not like you want to make out with us, all right?
You got a bit of a doll's eyes. You got doll's eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, okay, Jaws. Yeah. Totally. Are you doing Jaws?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I accidentally did Jaws.
Bryce is going to do Jaws.
Doll's eyes.
Oh, God. Chant, do Jaws.
Yeah, I love Jaws, too.
Let's do the Jaws. There's four of us. Let's all do me, you, and Brad do Jaws. So I'll be the captain. Just you hang back, Eric. I'll be the captain.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh no, the captain knows all the words. That's yours. Sorry, Chance. You do the captain.
Yeah, I'll do the captain.
Brad, you kind of look like the little guy, Hooper. You do Hooper. You do Hooper, and I'll do the chief. Cool. Or the chief.
I got it. Wait. Do I got it? I got to know all the lines.
Yeah, dude. You don't know Jaws.
I'll try my best.
I mean, really, it's mostly most of the lines are coming my way. To set the scene, we're on the ship, and we're
the Orca.
We're on the Orca. Sorry, yeah, we're on the Orca. I was going to say Orca. I didn't want to get it right or get it wrong.
Those cups coming, Eric?
Oh yeah, they're fine. So, well, they spilled again, but I'm working on it.
Actually, can we get a couple cups as props for when we do this?
Nice!
Just to have them on the table.
Oh, nice props.
Yeah,
so we're just sitting
around,
we're having a real conversation, things get real, and then we'll sing the song at the end of it, too. We're all kind of having fun.
I'll do my best.
I put some of the keg beer in there. Here we go. And I'll just make, like, boat sounds or something.
25 men go in the water. Sharks in the water. Shark gets close to you. Its eyes are black, like a doll's eyes. Till it gets close, they flip up white. It tears through your flesh. Show me the way to go. I'm tired and I wanna go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it got right to my head. What are you doing, Eric? Get your hands off my shoulder.
That's not part of the scene. I was just...
Were you massaging him?
He looked a little tense. I thought...
It was Quint from Jaws. It's a tense scene.
Totally. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, man, I went someplace. Fuck.
Yeah, dude, that got dark.
You gotta catch this shark!
Not bad, Brad. Not bad. Not bad.
Brad, pretty good.
Sorry. Richard Dreyfuss?
That's pretty close.
I didn't know who Hooper was.
Yeah, that's Richard Dreyfuss. That's dead on. That's Richard Dreyfuss.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of witch in him.
That was solid. Solid. Solid, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Brad, I think it would be appropriate if you stayed the night tonight just to see what the...
Would you want a sleepover?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're going to do a sleepover tonight. I feel like the energy here is good. Let's get
Brandon
a sleeping bag, and he can sleep on my floor.
I'll get my stuff too. I can sleep wherever if you guys want me to.
No, Eric, you're good. You can take off. We'll party for a little while, and then we'll get it all set up, and then you can take off when everybody else leaves.
All right, Chance. All right, Brad. Lights out now. I don't want any shenanigans. Oh no.
What's going on here?
Oh, down? Oh no, Kevin's here. Oh no.
It's 4 a.m.
Bryce, Chance. What's up, you little twerps?
Oh no.
Hey, man.
Come on.
What's up?
Hey.
Alumni in the house, baby.
Hi, Kevin.
Red alert.
Class of 78, bro.
Attention. Had attention. Class of 78.
Hey, man.
What's going on here?
Well, the party ended about 3 hours ago.
Yeah, we were just doing sleepovers, Kevin. We're just doing sleepovers.
Just having a sleepover.
Doing sleepovers.
Yeah,
Tri-Delts, yeah. They went home. Where's the Tri-Delts?
This was a ladyless party. We're trying to make everyone more comfortable, so that there's not a romantic component, unless you're into that, you know, and that's cool. But
yeah, we're making sure all the boys know the rules before we invite any of the ladies over.
Right? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Got to train your dogs before you let them hunt.
Hell, I heard that, man.
Hey, Kevin, are you going to keep coming over every night this week?
Yeah, I told you guys I'm in town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how's your...
I'm back in town for a while. How's that, in between things.
How's that class action lawsuit coming along?
It's slow.
Yeah, well...
Man, it's slow.
Your face burns. Tell the story, man.
God, man. Can you tell I've been trying a new... I got this new foundation. I don't know if it's skin matched.
I mean, it definitely looks like you're wearing makeup, but that's okay. I mean, that's fine. But, you know,
fuck, man.
In my opinion, I think it's who you are now. Why even try to
it's
cover
not,
it
no,
up?
No, no. Listen, I'm telling you, once this class action suit goes through, my lawyer's telling me I might get anywhere from $80,000 to $85,000. I mean, and that's a tight window. I'm gonna rebuild this face. Okay.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, thanks for coming by. Sorry, it took us a while to get to you, but you know, we got a few people that we're seeing right now. You have a seat. You need some water or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll
Here
take
you go. That. Here's the. Pour you some water. Hey, so we got good news. They're settling, which means that
nice.
You are in for a payday
right.
in the amount of $82,000 and $82,500.
Man.
Now that is going to be paid incrementally over 50 years on an annual basis.
What are we talking?
Well, for over 50 years, let's do the math here. And so by the time you are paid
talking
out,
like
you will be...
$1,300 a month, a year?
$1,300 a year. Yeah, no interest, unfortunately. We couldn't get the interest. So you'll get $1,300 a year on an annual basis, which will end upon your death. So, you know, so, babe, you know, if you save that up, put it in a mutual fund.
What am I going to get that first $1,300 and change?
It won't kick in until 5 years from now.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, Kevin.
This is ridiculous. 5 years from now.
Kevin, come on. Hey, look, we won the case. We stuck it to ExxonMobil. Okay. All right. An evil corporation. All right. You understand?
I'm 46 years old. And this doesn't start for 5 years.
Right. So you'll be 51. Then you'll be by the time you're
$1,300 a year.
I'm saying if you squirrel it away right now, well, you know, as soon as it kicks in 5 years, by the time you're, you know.
No,
101 years old. You know, you don't know what medical advances, you know, we're going to have.
Let me tell you something. I'm already spending $1,100, I'd say, every month to a month and a half at Sephora.
Well, Kevin, to be fair, that is a pretty high-end makeup place. So, you know, I'd suggest go to Target, Macy's, you know, maybe something a little less... less top notch.
Yeah, I don't know if that's I don't know if that's your color. Let's try this.
I don't know. I think it looks pretty good.
I don't know. It's let's try blue fauna. And this is just kind of like a
These are all so shiny.
Well, that's what's in right now.
Yeah.
A little bit of shine. Yeah, we don't want to make your face look flat. So just a little bit of shine.
Do you want your face to look like a piece of paper? Then you need some shine.
Well, it's news to me because I've been using the Naked 2 palette.
Yeah, that's expensive. That's
pretty
matte.
Well, that's really nice. I mean, that's really like, yeah, that's more like tonal and subtle.
Yeah, and that's what I'm used
to
now.
You know, so this is a dollar store, so you're going to get what you get.
Yeah. Also, everything is $1.50 now, unfortunately.
Ugh.
Jeez.
Ugh. Don't think we don't hear about that. Well,
base level $1.50, and then there's tax, so everything's about $2.50.
Jeez.
Sorry.
But I get this whole, I get the whole, this thing of foundation.
Yes.
Tax.
It comes with the whole thing.
Now, how deep is this, though? That's always the way they get me.
Oh.
I start using the foundation, and it's a, you know, end of a fingernail deep.
No, this is, what's it say? 26 ounces. So that's pretty hefty.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's over a pound and a half. It's over a pound and a half of foundation. That's a pretty good deal still. I know it's $1.50, but it's still pretty good deal.
Well, what's nice is that you can use this foundation with all these other products that we have. And honestly, they work very well together, and you should probably buy them together. So if you do the foundation, plus the blush, plus the lip gloss, I think all that together comes out to $67.85.
Do you go to Fillmore? Are you on campus at Fillmore?
Yeah.
You go to the university?
Mm-hmm.
I do not.
Okay.
Well, I do.
I didn't want to judge. You could have been a non-traditional student.
I am not.
Well,
people say we're sisters, though. See, people say we look like sisters, but...
Yeah.
You go. So you go there.
I do, yes. Right? Yeah.
You go there. Okay. Well, I'm class of 2001. All right?
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I still find my way back there. I'm an alumni. I still find my way back there. You see a guy, this, you know, I got this foundation on. I got a little bit of shine in my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you like, I could see myself talking to him, you know?
Well, I'm talking to you now.
Kevin, thanks for coming back, man. Hey, look, we're glad to get you back on another class action suit. It's actually really beneficial that you were part of the our last class action. And we're looking at a pretty big payday, considering the damage all this these chemicals did to your face. And we're actually coupling this with an online harassment that you a suit that you endured from some sorority at Fillmore. So what we need you to do is just go into detail about the the bullying you endured, and how you can't live your regular life. And we're looking at a big, huge payout for this.
How
too
much?
I mean the 80 to 85 that you were looking for last time, how about you do that times 10? Okay, we're looking at almost $1 million of a payday.
What kind of terms are we talking about, though?
Terms?
Yeah,
you want to know the terms?
Yeah, how's next thing I know you're gonna tell me this. Almost $1 million is coming to me, you know, over 1,000 years. Some bullshit.
Kevin, Kevin, I don't make the terms. You know, it's negotiated. If they settle, and this is just all contingent upon you, but it's going to be a much, much bigger payout.
I'm not interested.
You're not interested,
no,
Kevin,
because too much is at stake. All right, I don't want to get banned from Greek Row at Fillmore. If I go down this road, next thing I know, I'm blacklisted.
Hey Don, Kevin. Don, can I talk to you real fast? Sorry, Kevin. Don, can I talk to you real
fast? What's up? Yeah, what's up, Paul?
So apparently, because of the online bullying thing, a video came to light from the original case of how Kevin originally got his burns. I guess he was at a gas station lighting a cigarette while filling up, and there were a bunch of girls from Alpha Kappa Zay. He was trying to, from the video, he's trying to do the Zippo thing where you light it off your pants. And he lit his gas.
Oh my God.
The gas went on fire. Okay. And so he's almost flamethrowing.
And this is out.
This is why the bullying, the online bullying happened.
Okay. Shit.
They're calling him the Dragon Man online right now.
Okay. Well, they already Exxon already settled that one.
So Exxon's coming back.
They're coming back. It's a counter.
They want the 85 plus whatever else he's got.
Okay, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Nah, no problem.
I'll break the news. Yep. I'll break the news.
You got it.
Kevin, my man. Look. You want some more water?
Yeah.
Let me get you some water here. Hey, listen. You're being sued by ExxonMobil and
what?
Here you go. Remember when I asked you to be as honest with me as possible
about
how you got those burns? Right. There's a video that came to light of you trying to do the Zippo trick, lighting with your pants. That ring a bell?
Fuck.
Yeah, well, now Exxon's counter-suing you, and they are looking for... not only the $82,500 that they that they've paid out, but they're looking for damages upwards to 10 times that. So
hold on a second. I've yet to receive a single payment.
It doesn't matter.
6 months since we even settled.
It doesn't matter. Okay?
I haven't gotten a dollar from them.
Hey, we here at Exxon, we want to be good neighbors. We understand that this man has gone through a lot. Let's just look at his face. Look at his face. But that was self-inflicted. Look at me, Brad. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at me, Kevin. Self-inflicted, right?
Kevin, make eye contact with the...
Please make eye
contact. Don't mind.
Am I supposed to say?
Can you make eye contact?
It's been decided. You're settling, Kevin. You're settling. Here's the thing. We don't want to take everything this man's ever going to have. And we understand he's got another lawsuit pending. So we're willing to settle here right now, today, for $250,000 made payable by the end of the month.
Now, I'm going to consult with my client here for a moment.
I'm not going to leave the room, though. So you guys,
sure,
you better be a good whisper guy.
The fuck is this?
Hey, look, Kevin.
He's running over the top of you.
Kevin. This is the best we're going to do, okay? You understand? These guys will stop at nothing to destroy you and everything you care about. Do you understand? So
where am I going to get $250,000 in 1 month?
Look, I don't know, but you're part of this countersuit.
These Twizzlers are stale.
That's big.
These Twizzlers are stale. You shouldn't leave them out for guests.
Yeah, just thanks for letting me know. I'll have hang on 1 second. Hey, Paul, can you get some? You order some more Twizzlers when you have a chance.
Yeah,
thanks. All right, Kevin. Look, we're gonna take the settlement, okay? We're gonna get you a loan for $250,000, okay? Now the interest is gonna be high. Understand?
No.
But it'll buy us some time.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Class action suit.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. You stall this guy. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive down to ExxonMobil station. I'm going to get fucked up at ExxonMobil station. Make sure no cameras this time.
Put the Zippo back in your pocket.
We hit him with the counter
suit. Back in your pocket. Put the Zippo away. Okay?
Stall this guy. I'm out of here.
Kevin.
Stall him.
Kevin.
Sir. Hey, sir. Welcome in. Is there anything I could help you find? You looking for any kind of specific comics or, cards today or anything like that?
Let me get $25 on pump 4 and let me get this little baseball card dollhouse.
Well, yeah. Are you a card collector yourself? It's kind of worthless without putting cards in there.
Yeah. Well, just give me a pack or two, I guess. I don't know. I'm just a regular customer.
Well, it's a weird thing to say. Let me throw some cards on here.
Oh my god, this guy's getting a dollhouse. I'm gonna film him. This crony is getting a dollhouse.
These aren't really, these are more of the prospect collection that we have right now, so some of these names might not sound familiar, but they could one day be worth something. But just don't touch them or rub them around.
Here.
Stuff like that.
I'm... I'm here in the presence of a grown man buying a dollhouse. Check this out.
And see the cards here. I'll open a pack right now just so you can see what it looks like. And you can play with the cards and kind of have fun with them.
That's cool.
Have them talk to each other. Here, take two cards. Have these two guys talk to each other.
Oh, my God. He's on fire. He's on fire.
Oh, my God. He's on fire.
And the cards just fire. Burst into flames. Put him out. Put him out. God, put him out. Put him out.
Hey, Kevin, welcome back to the house, bro. Good to see you. Hey, Chance, Kevin's back.
Oh, hey, oh my God.
Hey, buddy, Kevin. Looking great. Come on in. Just follow my voice, all right, bud? Come on in, man. Sit down, dude. Sit down. Ah, man, it's movie night, so you're kind of fucked, but let's have fun, huh? Huh? Just nod, buddy, nod. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
What do we do with him?
Hey,
hey guys, I finished on the basement. So I don't know. Are you guys about to watch the movie? I just finished cleaning the basement.
I had no clue you were still here, Eric. I apologize.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. It's
yeah, I shut
totally
the lights
cool.
off down there. You've been working in the dark this whole time?
Yeah, and it looks really good. Oh, it looks really good. So, yeah, I think it actually was better that you turned the lights off.
Hey, you know what, Eric?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a break. I know we've been riding you pretty hard. This is our main man. This is our main man, Kevin. Here, don't mind the bandages. Sit down and have a chat with him while we get the movie ready. We're still trying to pick it out. We're still trying to pick it out. We're in between No Country and Shawshank. We're right.
And you know it's going to be Jaws. You know we're going to land on Jaws.
All right, you guys be good. We'll bring back a couple of Bruce.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm Eric. Nice to meet you. I think I'm Russian here. So, were you used to be? I think I heard about you. Here you go. Let me. I'm just gonna wipe that chin. Oh, does that hurt? I just wipe your chin off for you. Hey, can I ask you something? Are these guys like, are they always gonna be mean to me, or is that just like in the beginning, or like?
Listen, man. Listen, you gotta pay your dues, bitch.
just call me a bitch. I gotta pay my dues.
Yeah, you little squirt. Freshman. Freshman bitch.
Oh God, you smell like turkey.
Hey, they got any girls coming over later?
I have not seen one girl in here in all my time.
Oh man.
Which I don't know if I've just, you know.
This place has gone down. It's always been that way, or if that's downhill. Man, we had a sausage party up in here.
You know what, dude? You're right, man. You wanna try to find a party with some girls?
Now you're speaking my language.
Hey, welcome into Sephora. Is there anything I could help you two guys with?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, me and my friend, we're just maybe kind of looking first. Uh-huh. We're, you know, we're going to a party later.
Oh,
and,
fun.
Yeah. Well, did you go to Fillmore?
I do, yeah.
Well, I'm Eric. This is Kevin.
Hi.
So I go there. He's an alumni.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah. So, you know, if you want to, like, hang out, you know, I don't know what time you get off.
I'm
but...
working tonight. I'm so sorry.
Lame.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the party's going to probably rage on. I mean, so I don't know what time he has. Close to here, like 9 or something.
There's a big release tonight. So I'll probably be here all through the night. Yeah, there's a midnight release.
For what? What product?
Okay. Hmm?
What product?
It's a new foundation. It instantly skin matches to whatever your skin color is. It's called Chameleon.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, I got to stay for the release.
Kevin, come on. We're supposed to round
up. I didn't know.
Try to round up some girls.
The line has actually already started around the block. There's people camping out because it's supposed to be really big. They're about to start Jaws. Somebody brought a projector. They're about to start Jaws on the
What's the inventory? What's the cutoff? You know, if I'm number 70 in line, am I getting them?
I can't tell you
some?
That because if you go out there and say anything to anyone, we're going to lose customers. So I can't clue you into how much we have, unfortunately.
Oh, come on.
Right, let's just say get in line now, you will definitely get.
Oh, fuck yes.
You'll definitely get some.
Let's get me in line.
Dude, it's freezing out there, man. I'm not standing in line for Sephora, dude. What?
Fuck you, dude.
Dude, Kevin, shit.
Back in my day, you supported your bigs. I'm your big bro.
Dude, we just met, man. We just met, dude. All right, fine. I'll stand out with you for a second, okay?
Do you guys know what this line is for? The tickets?
They're releasing some new foundation. It's a
bull fucking shit. Nobody lined up for that. What is this? Yeah. What's it for?
Yeah, no, it's it is what it is. It is
nice try. You're not gonna shake me loose.
You're just standing here.
I mean,
you're just standing in line taking up space. You don't know what it's for.
I see a line, I know people want it.
Better not be scalping this stuff. Don't be scalping shit. I hate scalpers. I swear to God, if this guy gets the last one and tries to sell it back to me, I'm gonna fucking go ballistic.
Kevin, man, put the lighter away, dude.
What are you doing, man? Hey, what
lighter
are you doing,
away, man?
Okay. What are you doing?
Sorry, dude. Sorry, man. Sorry. He's just he's just trying to do that trick, you know.
No, I don't know it. I don't know it, man.
Yeah, it's the one where you light it with your pant, with your jeans.
Well,
come here.
Yeah. That's great. I'm holding a little jar of propane, so let's be careful, all right?
Dude, are you grilling? Are you grilling?
I found some free propane. Don't mind your fucking business.
Okay. It looks pretty empty, is it? Do you think there's still propane in there?
You can't see propane.
I'm returning it.
You can't see it.
Yeah, I know, but you could tell by the weight.
Yeah, well, you're not holding
it. And it looks pretty light.
You're not holding it.
It looks pretty light in your hand. You don't look that
strong. Shut up, Jaws is starting.
Oh, shit.
Did receive the first shock for about a half hour. Tiger, 13.
This is like 32 minutes in. I don't know what we're doing.
Wait
a second.
You know how you know when you're in the water, Chief? You can tell by looking at the dorsal and the tail.
I know these guys.
We didn't know. This
is
a secret.
It's this was on a boat originally. This is a bathroom.
Yeah, there's.
They didn't even
list
us
over
there.
That's an SAE house.
Very first light, Chief. Sharks come cruising, so we formed ourselves into tight groups. It was kind of like old squares in battle, like you see on a calendar. The Battle of Waterloo. Yeah.
The
idea
God.
Was the shark comes to the nearest man.
Melanie, look. Brad's in this.
Hollering, screaming.
It's like they did like
away.
Look up on the screen.
Sometimes
like Brad's
oh
in the
my God,
in this sketch.
Brad's in the Jaws.
Oh, I miss him.
Sometimes
I know I shouldn't. You told me not to say that, but
no,
I miss him.
No, Brenda, stop it.
You, know,
you can't.
Shock, got eyes,
you got to cut off all communication. You know that.
I miss him.
Like don't look at the screen.
Look at him. He looks so good, and like they lit it so well.
Don't look at the screen. Stop. You know he was bad for you. Okay. He's a loser, okay?
I just feel like
drop him.
We're in this stupid line where, like, what am I even buying makeup for? It's to look good for Brad.
No,
there's
by
Brad
the end
on the
of
screen.
That first dawn, lost 100. I'm in here.
Brenda.
Someone's in the. I'm in here doing something. I'm in here. We gotta catch that shark.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they got Dreyfus. That's nice. They got. The rest of them are hacks, but they got
wow,
they got
Dreyfus.
Yeah, they got Dreyfus.
I wanna I'm gonna call him.
You know, by the
Shouldn't
end of that
we,
first
let's
dog,
go to
we lost 100 men.
Let's stop it.
I saw he posted on his Instagram story. I looked at it. They're having a party tonight.
Brenda, if I miss this foundation release, I swear to God. I swear to God.
I'm going. I'm going.
Hello, young lady. My name's Bryce Hall. What's your name?
Brenda.
Brenda? Nice to meet you. A little eye contact. There you go. This is my buddy Chase.
What's up, Brenda?
Hi.
Here's the thing. We'd love to invite you in, but all of October and into November, it's no lady month and a half. So you come back after Thanksgiving, we'll let you right in. We'll let you right in. But we're trying to train these dogs, you know?
You come on in, you even get some of the leftovers from our big Thanksgiving feast.
That's right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Brad rushing? Do you guys know a Brad? Is he here?
Brad. Do we know a Brad?
Brad. The only Brad I know, he's on permanent sleepover duty.
Yeah, he's not. If it's that Brad, he's not available. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
But you know who's sitting out there on the porch who'd love to have a conversation? Our buddy Kevin. So we're going to call you an Uber because we're gentlemen. We're going to call you an Uber because we're gentlemen. We know that we bought a house 12 miles off campus. It was a bad choice by us, but it was a good deal. So go ahead and sit next to Kevin on the swing. We'll call you an Uber, and I'll pop my head out and let you know what kind of car it is. You see it coming, all right?
All right.
Yeah. Kevin's a great guy. He's kind of going through it right now. He lost a little bit of money on a big product deal at Sephora, but just don't bring that up, and you'll be okay.
Hi, sorry. I guess I'm waiting on an Uber or something.
No problem.
My name's Brenda. Do you go here?
Yeah, I do. I'm a freshman.
Oh my god, really? What dorm are you in?
Nosker. Nosker represent.
Oh my god, yeah. North Campus. I love that. Oh my god. I'm so stupid I came here. My ex is here, I think, and I shouldn't. My friends are like, no, stop, but I just couldn't help myself. And it's probably for the best that they won't let me in.
Oh, yeah. You know what you need is a rebound.
Oh, you're probably right. I probably did.
Brenda, what the hell? It's 3 a.m. Where have you been?
Shut up. Just go back to... What?
Who is this?
Just go back... Just go back to sleep. Go back to sleep.
Going back to sleep. Wait, are you? Is this a new? Oh my! Is this a guy from that video?
What?
This guy went viral twice.
What are you talking about?
He set himself on fire twice. Once, once outside of the gas station by a gas pump, and the other time buying a dollhouse and some baseball cards.
What? How do you even know?
No, I'm totally cool with it. No. You should get with this guy. You know what? I'm gonna leave. Let you two have the room. Okay. Good luck.
Sorry.
Nice to meet you.
Sorry. Sorry about that. She's just all in my business.
No problem. I had to put on some music.
Yeah, what do you like?
Oh, the boss. Put on the boss.
Who's that?
Hey, guys, just coming by. I'm sure you heard about the fire over at the other dorm across the way. Nobody was hurt. But there's going to be some changes, room changes. You guys might be getting a third or a fourth while we kind of get it all sorted out. So just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, well, I'm transferring out of here soon, so.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Big deal. Also want to let you guys know that Pai Zappageta did their own rendition of Jaws, and we're going to be playing it in the common room later tonight. So free popcorn and Twizzlers. Should be a very fun night.
You know, I'm in this movie.
Huh?
I'm in the remake of the, or I'm in the Jaws sketch.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah, he's in it.
Oh, just nice. So you know. Oh, cool.
So, well, my arms are in it for a second.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see both y'all's debut. I didn't know I was talking to movie stars.
Yeah.
Hey, what is this line? We'll what is this line there. For? What are they showing in the common room? What's going on?
It's a Jaws remake from Phi Beta Zappa, I think.
I already saw that at Sephora.
Hey, man, how much for that foundation? Hey, dude, how much for that foundation?
Oh, yeah, I'm selling it for $40 a can.
$40 a can? Ugh.
Look at this thing.
No thanks, man.
It's 2.5 ounces. It's massive.
Yeah, well, I heard it's bad for you. I heard it stains your skin permanently, so.
Isn't that what you want in a foundation?
Just for it to stain it permanently? Yeah. Hell no.
Well, then walk on, man. Walk on.
All right. No, I mean, I'm in line. You walk on.
I'm not leaving this line. You're not going to knock me out. Whatever this is, I'm getting mine.
Whatever. All right.
Okay. You know, I used to go here.
Did you?
Yeah, that was my dorm right there. That dorm that caught fire, that was my dorm.
Oh, yeah, what class? What class are you?
76.
76? Yeah. Whoa. Damn.
Yep, good times.
Yeah. Hey, you might not turn your head so fast. Your ponytail's slapping me in the face.
Oh, you're getting...
Ah!
Sorry about that, man. Yeah, I had it.
Yeah,
I got it braided with beads when I was in Jamaica, and it's turned into a weapon.
Yeah. Feel like nuts. Feel like nuts and
you
bowls.
Guys remember Bo Derek in 10? Now that's fucking hot. Now that's fucking hot.
I don't know who that even is.
Well, she's dead now, but...
How about the propane? How much would it take?
I dropped it. I dropped it.
Dropped it.
Yeah. I was walking home with it.
Damn.
Under my chin, and I dropped it.
Damn.
Yeah, it wasn't a good day.
Damn. Yeah. Shit. Sorry, man.
I was going to fill it, put it in my tub, and just do like a tub fire.
Do a tub fire?
Yeah, man. You know how fucking awesome?
For warmth or what?
No, just like while I'm in there, just get a tub fire going. It would have been great. This fucking line is not moving.
Yeah, they're trying to get the projector to cut on for, yeah. I don't know what's going on, but so they're having technical difficulties.
Hey, is this a line for the screening?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what the fuck? Hey! You got, look at how much fucking Sephora you got.
Fucking, yeah, man, you wandered off.
Bitch.
You wandered off.
Come here.
Dude.
Hey. Knock it off.
Away, man. Put the Zippo away, hey. Dude. He's covered in propane. Yeah,
covered in propane.
He's covered in propane.
Shit, his ponytail's on fire.
Fuck. Ah.
My tail. Ace.
Oh, Kyle Farrell, thank you so much. That was so stupid and fun.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to have you on.
So fun.
This is our little plug section. If you got anything going on, let the folks know at home where they can see you or follow you online. Kyle, we'll start with you.
Well.
Better be good.
Better be good.
I got nothing online. Well, and I got, you know, I'm going to do an improv show with Farrell tonight. But when, yeah. I don't know when you guys are going to hear this, you know, so.
Yeah, it'll be too late, so, unfortunately.
It'll be too late for
I
that.
I mean, I hope it's
you
good,
can imagine
though.
It. You can imagine it.
Well, look online for reviews of that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read about it.
Kyle, do you still do that show that two bears living in a cave?
Three bears actors living in a cave. Yeah.
Three bears in a cave. Yeah.
Three bears.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Doing that with Mike Brunley, Bolly Hobson regularly.
Okay.
Check out my, follow my Instagram, you know, for when we might be playing again. We hop around. So
nice. Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Farrell.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'll just plug CIC Theater, CICtheater.com. Go there. We're doing registration right now for level one. Classes start at the beginning of May. This one's getting taught by Rudy Mendoza, he's a fantastic dude.
Well, yeah.
Highly recommend.
Oh, yeah, Rudy.
Highly recommend it. And then, yeah, follow us on Instagram. We have shows Wednesdays and Thursdays at Finley Dunn's right now, which is a bar in Chicago. But here's a little nugget for your pervs. I think we're getting close on a building, so keep an eye on us.
Woo! Yeah. Hell yeah!
Ooh, tasty, tasty!
What a tasty
hear
little
that,
treat!
Yeah.
We got a lot of CIC fans out there, so I think they're gonna like that little nugget.
Exciting
awesome.
News!
Damien, anything you want to plug this week on your own show?
Annoyance Thursday nights, 8 p.m. with Downpour, and 9:30 with Sight Unseen.
Heck yeah!
That's about it, yeah.
And then I'll plug my own show. I'm coming to Chicago in June 7th and 9th at the IO Theater, doing a little solo comedy show called Still Got It Going On. Little character, little stand-up in quotation marks, because I don't do stand-up, but it's in there. So come on out 6 p.m. on that Friday and then 8 p.m. on that Sunday, and I'll put a link to the tickets if you can come out. It'd be great to see you. Farrell, Kyle, thank you so much again for doing the pod. This was a blast of an episode. That was a very, very fun one. And we'll see everybody else next time on Improv is Dead.
Woo. Bye.